That is Robert Grace and The Hurt You Gave Me on Today FM. It is 11:27, and Adele before that, Rolling in the Deep. Allison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast. Now I'm in such a good mood because of a book called Weirdo. I absolutely adore it. My next guest broke onto the scene when her debut novel, White Teeth, immediately became a bestseller and won a number of awards. Since then, she's been shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize and Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction, and won the Orange Prize for Fiction as well. And she's published several renowned novels. And the latest one is about an adorable guinea pig in a judo suit. I would like to welcome onto the airwaves Zadie Smith. Zadie, how are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for writing what is one of the most joyful books I've ever come across. It's so adorable. It's yourself and Nick Lard, and it's illustrated by Magenta Fox, and it's called Weirdo. Will you tell us a little bit about Maud, the judo-loving guinea pig?
Well, she is a judo-loving guinea pig, and she ends up in a household as a new pet of a girl who has a bird, a cat, and a pug, and they're not entirely sure about her judo-wearing habits. And so it's a book about trying to be yourself and make clear to other people that that's what you're going to be, no matter what they think about it. It was really fun to write.
Oh, so sweet. And, I mean, everyone kind of talks about writing kids' books, and I think as people, you know, who digest them or read them, we're like, oh, it's such a simple story. It must be easy to write these, but it's absolutely not easy to write children's books, is it?
It's, I mean, my husband, Nick, he's the Nick Laird, he was the one with the plot, and it is incredibly difficult. I mean, he's a poet by profession, so he knows about compression and making things small, and unfortunately, I know about making things too long. That's my main gift. Writing novels that are too long. So it went back and forth a lot. Like, he would write something which seemed to me impossibly short, and I would expand it, and then I'd realize that I was wrong again. We kept on doing that. It's just the process of relying a bit more on Magenta and realizing she's an extraordinary illustrator.
Yes.
So a lot of your work is done for you, and your job is to compliment rather than to write over.
It's a great relationship that you obviously have. And in particular, without giving too much away now, Zadie, of the story, but when Maud is attached to some balloons, there's a few illustrations that I cannot stop looking at. They just make me so happy. It's so sweet.
They're really lovely. And she floats up past a tower block, and you get to see into all the lives of these people. And I've actually thought, looking at it, that Magenta did more with two pages than I've done in seven novels.
That's the two pages I'm on right now, actually.
Yeah, how many different lives can go on simultaneously in one space. But that's the gift of illustration, right? The eye takes it all in at once. It's a beautiful thing.
I love now the message, of course, and it's a really important one to instill in our kids from a really young age. But, you know, celebrate being different and knowing that these differences are things that we should be celebrating, because that is so powerful and empowering for children.
Also finding a way to accommodate others. You know, for me, it's the idea of how do you live next to people? The tower block is a perfect, you know, metaphor for that. Of course, people are different, but we have to accommodate each other and allow for each other without too much, you know, strum and drag. And there's something lovely about the simple way that Maud and she meets an old lady in the tower speak to each other across quite wide differences, not least of which one's a human, one's a guinea pig. But they find an accommodation, and that always interests me, spaces in which people can do that.
Absolutely. And Zadie, actually, it's funny with that character, I think, you know, in children's books, as adults reading them to our kids, there's always characters that remind us of someone that we actually know. And this particular woman reminds me of an aunt of mine who has sadly passed away, but was always really proud to be different and unique, and instilled that in us as well. So parents do spot that in books, in children's books, people that remind them of people.
Yes. And I also think that what I love in a children's book is a feeling of absolute childishness. So I like the idea that though adults can participate and get their enjoyment here and there, that the book is first and foremost for the child. That those kind of books are the ones I always loved when I was a child, when I felt the writer was speaking particularly to me, not just to the grown-up, you know, sitting by me on the bed. I love that. So
absolutely.
Maud is really, for me, directly for the child, because so absurd and so strange.
Yes, I know, but I love it. I love it. Now, I know that if I ever suggested my husband and I working together, he would absolutely run a mile on anything.
Yeah.
So how was that with working with Nick?
Oh, you know, He's an Irishman, so he's not easy. And to be fair, and I'm you know half Jamaican, so I'm probably not that easy either. So it's complicated, but it's fruitful, and maybe in a long marriage, you get used to arguing. Right? It's not a frightening thing. I imagine if you're doing it with a collaborator who you don't know very well, there must be so much anxiety, you know, about saying the negative thing or saying, well, I don't quite think this works, where marriage is a long process of saying, I don't quite think this works. You get used to that back and forth, and I think that's quite helpful. So when something goes wrong when we're working together, it's fixed quite quickly because you can be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, this year in last two, well, year and a half now, unfortunately, it's been so strange for absolutely everybody. You have two young children yourself. Have you been able to continue, obviously, you know, continue working, but how have you balanced it all? Because we have all been quite on top of each other, really, and within households.
I think married writers might have an advantage. I've been thinking about it a lot just because of the way you can divide the time. Like, we have lots of friends in all different kinds of jobs, and if somebody's demanding you do a Zoom meeting at 11:30, everything has to work around that. Where our situation is different, we could always divide the day. So that's what we did. So he took 9 to 1 and I took 1 to 5.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty rough, right? You don't see each other. You see the children and you see your work. But it was a way to get things done and feel sane. But, you know, it's not been easy, no.
It's really, really tricky. Would you consider yourself really disciplined, Zadie? Because I know that it's something that comes up a lot with, you know, not just writers, but people who are creative in any way or self-employed in any way. You have to be really disciplined.
I mean, you are your own colleague and team and office. There's a certain amount of discipline required, but I don't want to overstate it. It's like saying, is there a lot of discipline in eating cake? I love cake and I love writing, so it's not as if I'm going down a coal mine, as my father would say whenever I complained about it. I'm doing something that I enjoy. So in my view, like, the least you can do, given that you have this incredible opportunity to do what you enjoy, is to do it as best you can.
Absolutely.
And to do it as, you know, sincerely as you can. So I do work hard at it, but it's pleasurable work for the most part.
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. You know, you've had such great successes under your belt, and I suppose, like, you know, when a debut novel goes the way that White Teeth did, that, you know, immediately going to the bestsellers list, I know a lot of people have sort of said that when, you know, first albums, first books, first anything do really well, you know, to build on that, there is a pressure there too, isn't there?
There is. I mean, sometimes when I see it happen to other people, like your amazing Sally Rooney, like, I have an anxiety and think, oh God, I hope they're okay. I suppose I'm the only person who has that emotion rather than envy or whatever else other people feel. But I always think, I hope they're okay. But I mean, Sally's a good case in point. When somebody's that willful and that talented, I know it's going to be fine.
No, it's
true. It's just going to be fine. It's like a kind of tunnel vision, that kind of writer who just knows exactly what they're going to do. And no matter what had happened, I think, with White Teeth, I think I would have carried on. I had a kind of mission in my mind, which wasn't easily disturbed by all the noise
around you. Zadie, the one thing I know that my daughter is in between the ages of your children, she'll be 10 soon, but I want her to read more, and it's just trying to find that and encouraging her to do it without it becoming like seeming like a task. And I think that, you know, during lockdown, a lot of people have, you know, picked up books, but like, from your point of view, the importance of reading over picking up a tablet or a phone, it is immense, isn't it? Like, there's so much enjoyment in it.
It's just a completely different quality of attention. And so it means a lot to me. It's much less passive. Like, there is, when I'm writing a novel, there is no novel without a reader. It's a completely collaborative process. You read the sentences, you put them through your own brain, you interpret them. You're doing as much work as I'm doing. And it's where two consciousnesses meet. So that's really different from watching Friends on your iPad. Yeah,
I'm just scrolling.
It's a big difference. But I mean, I also love television. I think you can get extraordinary things out of television. I did as a child. I watched, you know, epic amounts of TV as a kid, like shameful amounts. So I'm always aware that other mediums offer things, incredible things. But for me, nothing quite like a book. And for my 11-year-old, you know, when we started reading together, I forced upon her all the books I'd loved as a child. I even, during lockdown, read Pride and Prejudice with her, which was a huge pain for her, and she much preferred the TV show. But what I learned from it is, you know, back off a little bit and let her choose the book she's interested in.
Yes.
And even if they make you roll your eyes, as sometimes they do, it doesn't really matter what it is. Like, she's finding her own path, and she loves reading now, but they're not books that I would choose, and that's the point. Like, that's my books are my books, and her books are her books.
That's the experience we're having at the moment, definitely. Zadie, right. An absolute pleasure. I've always been a fan, and I really cannot stress it enough. Weirdo is just such a joyful piece of work, and it's just what we need in our lives right now. And it's published by Puffin. It's available now. Magenta Fox, a brilliant illustrator.
Brilliant.
And, of course, Nick Lard with you, Zadie. And we really appreciate your time this morning. And thank you so, so much. Continued success, and everybody should get this. We absolutely love it. Thank you. Thank you so much,
Thank
Zadie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Today FM. I promise that you'll never find another like me.